Okay, here we are with the additional official blue light behind us. This is the first.
So what's the purpose of the blue light
behind accent us? Lighting.
Oh, okay.
So most of the YouTubers that I've watched or videographers that have this talking format, they'll have lights in front of them. Do we have any lights in front of us?
Do we ever? It's making my photophobia act up.
And then lights behind us.
Do you want me to explain what photophobia is?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's light sensitivity.
Which is the first time I've heard phobia being sensitivity and not fear of.
Good point, but it is called photophobia. And if I look over here,
you get scared.
I hate to interrupt this beautiful moment that you guys are having, but Chris, it is your 50th episode.
What?
50.
And
nifty 50.
Just wanted to show we got a cake.
Hey, there we go. Cookie cake.
Cookie cake.
Our favorite, the podcast's favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the podcast favorite, not my favorite. That's a bold statement.
What's your favorite?
Well, I just like a lot of baked goods, but you love cookie cake. So therefore,
I do love cookie cake.
Talk to People podcast.
Logan's got the cookie cake with the 50 M&M's with 50 M&M's on there.
Is it really?
I don't know why I said, what, 50? I put the M&M's on there.
There's 50 of them on there, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's round
cool
it up. How
cool would that be if there were 50 on there?
I was assigned the task of putting the M&M's in there so they wouldn't fall.
Well, you did a great job.
Thank you. Congrats.
Yeah, the half century mark.
Yeah, half century.
Wow, 50 episodes, Chris.
Wow.
And now we get Logan.
We have Logan. Seriously, though.
You get Logan.
Like, this place is looking nice because of Logan. And we made it to 50 with the team.
Exciting.
Both of you all have been instrumental for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a joy to be along for the ride. Feels like just so the last time we were, or not the last time, the first episode that we recorded was November of last year, and Christmas decorations were everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's wild to think, you know, a year later. It's just crazy. It's so exciting, though.
It is so exciting. And I love cookie cake. Would you mind cutting three little pieces of cookie cake with those paper towels?
Okay, we should warn people with misophonia.
You can think about that, and you can just chew away from the microphone.
True. Do you want to know what misophonia is?
I have a feeling I know what it is. It's kind of like people who don't like ASMR.
Yes.
They don't like the sound.
You don't like ASMR?
You know what? I've not gotten into, I don't really know much about ASMR, but I do know that some people don't like the sound of people chewing or eating.
Yeah.
I listened to a podcast called Naked Lunch with Phil Rosenthal and David Wild, and they literally have guests on for lunch. So all it is
they eat the whole time.
So they eat the whole time. It doesn't bother me, but.
Jared Adjemoudi.
Yeah.
He put up this Instagram story. And he said something along the lines of, if you love this guy, you're my friend. And it was Phil.
Phil. Who doesn't love Phil?
Right.
Hey, shout out to Phil Rosenthal of Somebody Feed Phil, of Everybody Loves Raymond, of Naked Lunch.
So good.
So good. That man radiates joy and love, and talk about somebody who is an ultimate connector and just thrives off of human connection.
I wonder how long it took him to get to that space where he's in, because it's obvious he's in the space that he's most passionate about.
Yeah.
With food, but with people and with traveling. And I wonder how many iterations of different things he had to do before he got there.
Great. Great question. One thing that I've learned about him from listening to the pod and watching Somebody Feed Phil is that the people who he's friends with and has really close relationships with, he's known forever. So he's... seems like he keeps his circle. You know, he maintains his relationships really well.
And it makes you wonder, with all of your relationships, where they're going to end up.
Yeah.
Because you may be on a TV show.
Oh my gosh, I could be.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
As the friend.
Yeah, totally.
Or as the star.
Or as the star. I'm laughing, thinking about, like, the most exciting thing I have to share is about photophobia. So I don't think I'm going to be a candidate to be on a show as a friend or as the main squeeze. Would you like me to go get your cookie cake slice?
Sure.
Yeah.
You want me to get it?
That one's a lot bigger than that one. I apologize.
So that's a Logan size.
Yeah, that's a Logan size.
That'll be
Could
a Chris
I just
size.
Skip the cookie cake? Or do you want me to have a little piece?
Just give her a sliver.
All right, twist my arm. Yep. Hey, twist my arm, Chris.
A sliver.
I don't do sugar anymore. I won't do that anymore.
On camera.
No, and I respect that. I do respect that.
Yeah.
I actually just ate a bunch of Trader Joe's peanut butter cups, so I definitely do sugar.
Yeah,
you're I only had two. Okay, serving size. I had a serving size. But what's really cool, Chris, is like, you know, we were talking about Phil and somebody who really exemplifies talking to people and human connection so well. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You do that in your community.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. So do you. Thanks. I asked the question about iterations and how long it took them to get there because I know I just did that video mm-hmm. reviving third places mm-hmm. with the yeah. whiteboard animations. Yeah. And whenever I was recording it and after I recorded it and I edited it, I was thinking, yes, mm-hmm. this is closer to
yeah.
what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to set all this up and to figure out that process. And like we went to the store multiple times trying to find lights or trying to find
art.
Art.
Do you remember when we were in Home Goods getting this art? I had to get out of there. I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I got dizzy by the rugs. I was like, get me out.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because there was fluorescent lighting.
Potentially.
But yeah, you're right. And it looks great in here. And I'm so glad we have these chairs up here. They're just the perfect.
Me too. And it created a cool video. And while I was making that video, I was thinking, okay, let me think of all of the different areas of content that I went through to get here.
Yeah.
Do you remember whenever I first started what I was doing with the shorts?
Yeah.
What were they? How was I making them? Do you recall?
The process?
The basketball shorts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. Right. I would come home from work and Chris would be... like bouncing the ball. Oh no, I had to go to the rec with you.
Yeah.
And rebound, didn't I?
To film?
To film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just remember watching him back and I was like, are you serious? Like,
right.
No, and I'm not trying to poke fun, but you're like, this is a tip for any guard.
Right.
You yeah. know, or this is a tip for any big. First, right. you want to, and I was like, oh gosh, are you really?
And like,
is this the direction we're going? Because
it took me, because I found that stuff really funny because it was essentially satirical content about in the basketball world. And it took me to get there. And then, like, that allowed me to finally actually contribute to the digital conversation, like, create content.
Yeah.
That, and then after that, it took me getting to, from that, being like, okay. Then I felt more comfortable doing a podcast and doing shorts for the podcast.
I'm just laughing, thinking about the one video where your head is, like, floating in the corner.
Right. And I took them all off TikTok.
You did?
Yeah, because... I wanted it to be all about like having the brand all about social connection, but they're such funny
yeah.
videos
yeah.
that I think I just archived them. So yeah. theoretically, I could bring them back. But on YouTube, I had a whole separate playlist called For the Real Ballers
yeah,
or For
did.
The Real Hoopers. And it was completely about... playing basketball. And for those who sure, I just played basketball with King Omphel, so shout out to King, host of the Cruise Line podcast. I
almost played today.
Yeah, I wow. narrowly lost to him in horse. Mm-hmm. I almost beat him down. He got lucky. But in the rec while I was there, there's all these people who are really good at basketball. I'm not that good at basketball, so it's just funny looking at people's journey mm-hmm. whenever they're trying to figure out how they can contribute and like what their angle is.
Yeah.
Because we all have different gifts and skills and inclinations, and it takes trying to explore it. Like,
yeah.
Like Logan, you're doing your, like you have your movie podcast content, mm-hmm. but then you have short films you're working on, and then you have that idea you're talking to me about with the three individuals, right? Like, all of this mm-hmm. different stuff going on in your head. And it's a good example of what it means to try and create something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of brain thinking.
Yes.
It's really like you were talking about, everyone has a journey. Everyone has a story from how they how they started versus where they are now. Mm-hmm. And I like this, like the Talk to People podcast started in the dining room / living room of your old house.
Yes.
Now it's a new house, new space,
right?
New equipment, you know, yep. Looking beautiful as ever. This room, this, you know,
right.
He's a good hype man.
And this
totally.
No, he
is. It's a good story. This is a good story that you're mm-hmm. telling that, you know, people are listening to. You have 50 episodes to prove that you are progressing and like
right.
having a whole arc.
A testament of work.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
body of work.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
And like we were talking earlier about Markiplier. I know I'm not Markiplier. I'm not trying to be Markiplier, but he has such a testament of work
mm-hmm.
and how long it took for him to get there because of the consistency.
Yeah. And that's all. I mean, it takes just consistency to be like the better person that you want to be in any kind of like life situation, whether it be relationship, mm-hmm. whether it be work, just like being consistent at it.
Showing up.
And showing up. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Good thing we got him a mic.
I know.
This is a good cookie cake.
That's one of the biggest progressions of the podcast is
I know.
Personnel.
Yeah.
Anybody who's trying to do anything worth doing, typically you won't be able to do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's try the cookie cake.
I already did. So the girl really who said, good. Oh, I don't think I'll have any, just had, it's good. It's a good cookie cake.
I think also like, you know, none of us are designed to be alone.
Yeah.
Just in general. I mean, that's like mm-hmm. the whole point. I think the whole point of marriage is like yeah. you have a lifelong partner for all the rest of your time here on earth. So
are you trying to get married one day?
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, but I'm not anytime soon though. no, sir. But speaking of your arc and your story, yeah. did you see this looking like it, like it is now, the podcast? Like 25 episodes ago or even like 10 episodes ago.
Good cue.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard to navigate creating stuff. It's been, whenever I first started doing the podcast, it was, okay, getting people on that were interesting mm-hmm. and somehow threading the needle between them and their personal story. And then this idea of how life is better when you talk to people and prioritize human relationships. For some people, it was easier than others. But initially, the first few people I got on, they were people that I knew decently well, mm-hmm. and I could have like good
yeah.
conversations with them. So my first guest is probably the best guest I've ever had. Right?
You're saying that because I'm sitting next to you. And you know what? I'll take it.
And then looking back, I don't know how it'd be good information to go back and look at how many people I've had on because mm-hmm. I've had some repeat guests and then I've done some solo episodes.
Mm-hmm. You've probably had, I would guess 40.
I'd guess 40 too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give or take.
I would guess 40 as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so with that in mind, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking about having a podcast with 42 different people on it.
Mm-hmm.
In our home.
And I'm thinking about the people who showed up for the first, like, that you didn't really know that well and showed up to our house and recorded a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I only did two of those episodes not in our home. That's Which a trivia ones? Question.
Sean Apari.
Three of those episodes not in
okay,
our home.
Okay, wait. Sean Apari. Oh, gosh. Why
this
am I blinking?
This is a
blinking?
Trivia question
Wait,
for
okay,
sure.
Okay.
And the listeners should know because at the beginning of every podcast,
mm-hmm.
I always said, I'm recording blank. So if you all know, dang.
Jeff Hall.
Yep. Where'd I record that?
Lawrence Public Library. LPL, baby.
LPL. Audio
Jeff
Visual
so cool.
Studio.
Okay. Give me, do I want a clue?
BGC.
Christy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did that okay. in the Boys and Girls Club studio.
Dang it. Okay, I got 2 out of 3.
Yeah. So to see that change, or not to see that change, but just to look back and say 40 mm-hmm. different people on a podcast, I don't know what I would have guessed it looked like yeah. back then, but it's super cool looking back on it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud yeah. of you. That takes guts to make the ask. especially in the beginning when you didn't have any episodes out or you didn't have, you know, many people outside of like me and some friends. So you had to put yourself out there, and I'm proud of you.
And now look at you, 42 guests later.
That's right.
You're at episode 50.
Yeah.
At the whole time, all those different guests, all those different conversations you've had, did you ever think about like quitting or being like, ooh, oh, this is not my style?
Good cue.
Granted, I know you have a degree, master's in communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like it?
I was looking. Our watering hole is already done.
Yeah. Too bad Sonny can't go get water. He did just go downstairs.
So,
you want me to go get some?
I did have moments where I thought about quitting. Yeah. I'm sure I talked to you about it.
But I don't know if, okay, I know we talked about some things where you're like, oh, I just don't know about the podcast. But I don't know if you were actually considering giving it up completely. I think at times you questioned the direction you wanted to go in and maybe reevaluated the purpose or reevaluated how you bring guests on or, you know, I think that there certainly were questions around it, but as a receiver, as your wife, I don't think there was ever a moment where you're like, I want to give this up completely. In fact, you kind of did just the opposite where you obviously started with Talk to People podcast and then you built an additional business out of it with the production side. Yeah.
It is a good point. That's what you're saying. But I definitely did have moments where I thought, what the heck? And I think there are a lot of contributing factors to that. One is initially the analytics really got in my head.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to you about this, the numbers.
Yep.
Oh, only this many people listened. And oh, I got this guest and I thought this person would listen. And then seeing the amount of people who hopped on initially and who supported the podcast and me, and then they trailed off was hard.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people trailed off. And now I know that that's not on them.
Yeah. Like,
there's so much content out there.
So much.
That there's so much to listen to. And it would be obnoxious and arrogant of me to be like, you have to consume or you have to spend all of your time consuming the content I produce. Mm-hmm. That's not right.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to be the case because I think there's going to be a lot of content that's going to help people improve their life that may be different than mine.
Totally. And, you know, one thing that's really cool. Oh, Sunny's being a little vocal. One thing that's really neat is that there are people who have listened so consistently, who reach out to you week by week and share with you what they enjoyed most about that episode or what they learned from it. I want to give a shout out to, can I give a shout out?
They are the real MVPs.
Yeah, they are. Like Kristen Kalinka.
Yeah, and it's hard because if you start giving shout outs, then I feel like I'm going to have to name
all
of the
consistent
listeners.
No, but she's an example top of mind because
totally.
I just talked to her too. You know, and I feel like she's one. Oh, now I'm thinking of a bunch of other people who listen.
Right.
Kevin listens a lot. But we've got a lot of people. I said we. You've got a lot of people that listen consistently. And what's neat is that I use Kristen, I think, as an example is because she talks about and will tell us how she will apply something.
And she's your best friend.
Yeah, she is. And she will, of course. And she'll talk, though, about how she applied something to her own life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really cool to see. So you've got people that really tune in each and every week. And maybe they bank a few episodes. I mean, heck, I've listened to every episode, but there are times where I will wait a little bit to listen to one. So, I don't know.
That's kind of a good question out there for the viewers. If you've listened to all 50 of them or not, you know, go back and listen to them.
Yeah. They're
good stuff.
Yeah. And I would, one thing that I am a big podcast fan. My favorite podcast outside of, I really love your podcast, obviously, but my favorite podcast is Armchair Expert. I think I've talked about it before. And there are guests where I'm like, I don't think, like, based on the description, I'm like, I don't know if I want to listen to that. And then I listen to it. And 99% of the time, I really enjoy it. And it makes me like that person, or I have positive affect even though I had, like, made a snap judgment before I started listening. So I agree with Logan. I encourage everybody to go back and listen, even if you think, I don't know how this is going to relate to me, or this one doesn't sound as interesting. I guarantee you, money back guaranteed, that yeah. you will find a nugget in each and every episode.
Yeah. And also, like, you have a different, like, a multitude of people. Mm-hmm. You have different backstories, different
yeah.
ethnic groups. You have, like, people who are professionals, mm-hmm. people who are not professionals. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody's on this podcast. Everybody and everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, you can get anything from yeah. somebody who you didn't think, and from a CEO that you talked to, and they're like, wow, mm-hmm. actually, this person's really, really relatable.
That is so true. Like, that's a really good point. You've had executives on, you've had researchers on, you've had somebody from Ghana on, you've had somebody from Ecuador on, you've had so many different types of people, which I love and is so representative of the way that you live your life and the people that you surround yourself with. You are really, really good at surrounding yourself with all different kinds of people. And I got to tell a story about the other night, because I think it illustrates who you are and goes back to the just range of people that you have on and the range of people you're able to build relationships with. Is we had a couch delivered the other day. And I was moving something around inside, and I hear you striking up a conversation with him. By the end of that guy bringing the couch into our house, you knew that he was from, where was he from?
Kenya.
He's from Kenya. He used to play soccer. He ran a marathon in 2 hours.
2:10, 2:15.
Oh my gosh. 2 hours and 15 minutes. They moved to the United States 10 years. Like, by the end of that interaction, you were able to break down so many barriers and really get to know somebody, and you'll never see him again. Probably not, you know? So anyhow.
And I don't remember his name.
It wasn't Peter.
Peter.
It good was for Peter. You, Anne. It was Peter.
You're good with names. But Peter ran his half marathon in 1 hour and 5 minutes.
It makes me want to vomit.
And when he told me that, he goes, too slow.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I told him, Kenya fast is not America fast, bro.
Yeah.
Peter, I ran my half marathon in more than your full marathon time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even run.
Right. I said, but yeah, moments definitely, analytics were hard.
Yeah.
Whenever I thought, oh, I'm having a hard time. Sometimes I was having a hard time. Mm-hmm. I was feeling down, depressed, feeling beat creatively.
You had to work through logistical barriers, like, oh, Annie's going to be home at this time, or we've got this going on, because our house was our entire common area was the studio.
Yeah. And there were many episodes where you sat in the room.
Mm-hmm. I would say only a handful.
Not making a peep.
Probably a handful. My classic line was, all right, I'll go get lost for a couple hours.
Shout out to you.
Well, hey, I shouldn't say it wasn't always easy. Sometimes there was conflict. Like, if a guest ran late, or like if the guest was late and things got pushed back and we had agreed upon, okay, like I can come back at 1:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And then it was like 2:30.
Good for you for being transparent though. Yeah. Well, no, that's a good thing.
I mean, it's not like...
You're being precise. It wasn't always easy.
It wasn't always easy.
There were moments where it was hard.
But it's in the scheme of things, those moments were very few and far between.
Sure.
So obviously, it was it's an easy thing to do in the grand scheme of like, okay, I can get lost for an hour or two. And you were really good about scheduling them when I was at work or when I had something else going on. We were a good team. We had to be.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, every story has hard moments, you know? Yeah. Everybody's yes. story. Mm-hmm. And like, you can go back and be like, wow, I went through that. Mm-hmm. And now look at me.
Yeah.
You know?
Look and like, at me now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those songs that's in everyone's head all the time.
Right.
That's the mark of a good song, when a phrase yes. will prompt the song.
Same with like, all I do is win. All right. I do is win. Yeah. Me,
I'm
no
trying
matter
to think
what.
Of another one now.
Good money.
Don't stop believing.
A great example. Great example. Yep. Yep. And a great song.
Yeah.
Did you have any particular, as you look back on the year,
mm-hmm.
any particular moments that stick out to you regarding the podcast?
Oh, well, of course, the day that you launched, huge deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is hard for me.
Well, right. But obviously it's hard.
Not for, like, I'm not.
You launched before this happened. Like,
totally.
You launched on January 1, and we got bad news on January 2nd. So, and
the night of Jan 1 was when stuff hit the fan.
That night? Yeah. It was the night of January 1st.
Yes,
that's right. The phone call. So that morning, you had released the episode. So like that sticks out as a positive. But I know it's hard to disentangle.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know what I mean, right?
Was the first video episode Santiago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sticks out in my mind. When you got, was it 10,000 downloads?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
Little milestones like that.
Yeah.
But that's not, those are not little, that's not a little milestone.
Yeah.
Jeez, okay.
And like every victory is a victory.
Yeah.
And right. Like,
amen.
It doesn't have to be
yeah.
big or small. Yeah. Victory is a victory.
Yeah, it is.
Throwing stones, bro.
Hey, I didn't mean little, like downplaying you. But and I shouldn't downplay him right. Because you're right.
Yeah, those are big cool moments.
Unexpected moments. It was funny whenever I've had guests on.
Yeah.
That said things that I wouldn't have expected.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The conversation went places that I wouldn't
Took
have
turns.
Expected.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected a business coming out of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That totally. Was something unexpected. I would have never expected the impact a podcast could have. Mm-hmm. And that's now that I'm producing podcasts for other people, I wish I could articulate that concept really well. You'll never know what this will create for you, but providing yourself a platform gives you so much opportunity.
Absolutely.
Potentially.
Yeah. You know, you really had to take a leap with all of this.
Well, both of us did.
And I think it started out as can I say hobby? Is that...
That's what I was thinking. Right? I was like, I think majority of the time. But for mine, that's where my mind went. It's that it started off as a hobby and then like something you're very passionate and interested in. And then it just grew and grew from there. And you're like, wait a minute, this could be a full-time job.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be making your own or producing it for other people.
For sure.
Because with the Talk to People podcast...
Do you want to cross? Sorry.
I have... The only money I've made from the Talk to People podcast has been I have
loyal Patreon
supporters. And they give me lots, and I haven't really given you guys much other than creating content.
You know what, though? You've got some great stationery sitting in that desk.
Well, they've gotten thank you cards.
I know, but you could just keep in touch.
Well, yeah. But honestly, I'm not like that good at that. And it is something that I have to figure out, but I'm incredibly grateful for everybody who's supported the podcast on Patreon, who continues to support the podcast. I promise you that it will continue to grow, and I'm going to be investing my time and effort and pushing this message that I believe will change the world about prioritizing human relationships. So thank you.
You know what though, Chris, with that, like, yes, they're supporting the podcast, but more than that, they're supporting you. Like they want to invest in Chris Miller, the person.
Right.
So I wouldn't stress too much about a deliverable, an extra thing that you have to do.
Totally.
I would just, they like to see you and want to see you doing well and being happy and
I think that
pursuing something meaningful.
Generosity towards matters or causes or individuals who are doing certain things in the world that make a world that you'd like to live in
mm-hmm.
is so important.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for those who are doing that. Who've done that in all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited that we have the opportunity to be generous to people like that.
Yeah.
So shout out to all of the generosity that's gone towards the podcast. Mm-hmm. I know we're doing like a reflective episode since this is episode 50. So probably spending a bit more time on like technicalities here. But
also like when you're talking about earlier, is your consistency. You've been doing it for what, a year now? Mm-hmm. I'm going a year. But every Monday night is an upload. Mm-hmm. Every Monday night is an upload. Like that's, it shows you that you're passionate about it. And it shows people that like, oh, mm-hmm. every Monday night, I'm going to get an episode from Chris, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It'll pop up Mondays.
Yep. Monday night.
Yep.
We'll get you an episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. there's some nights where I'm like, oh man, shut it down. Because it's so late, but you're dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you've gotten so much better about not staying up late to get it done.
That has been a hard part is the editing process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like seeing the, this is a reminder for anybody who loves content out there. It just takes a while to edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like everything
but that's
else.
Good. That's good for you to be candid about that because the content that people consume, like if you, I know how long it takes to edit because I've seen your process. But prior to this, I wouldn't have known how long it takes to edit something. You take in a 30-second clip and it's like, oh, that mm-hmm. it's really easy to assume that something is easy and fast. And
something you don't know anything about it.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah.
No.
And then seeing you, and I've said this on episodes before, but you have learned so much and you are learning so much on your own, like self-taught to do all of this, which is just, I'm amazed by that. And there are several things that you've taught yourself how to do. This is one of them, the whole podcast experience. You've taught yourself how to play piano, the ukulele. What else? I mean,
how to find a really beautiful, smart wife. I had to teach myself how to do that.
Sorry, that's right. Very sweet, but I'm laughing because
brownie points.
Took a while, but
you know,
I found one.
My plan worked.
Your plan, my plan.
My plan. I made the first move.
Nope, you didn't.
You said no, you didn't.
I did.
But what's it like being the wife of a podcaster?
Ooh, so fun.
You get so much money. There's so much time invested much production.
No, it's fun. I mean that. Did you think I was teasing?
No, I just, I find it funny.
No, it's fun. Not many people can say, like when they ask, people ask me, what does your husband do? And I get to say, he runs a podcast and runs a podcast production company. That's pretty dang cool. You know, like not many people get to say that. More than anything, it has been so fun to see you pursue something that is adding value to your life. I always say that about my job. I feel so grateful that I have a job that adds value and meaning to my life. And when we kind of talked about your next chapter, that was my biggest hope for you. And I shared that with you. And to see you doing it and living it out in this way has been really awesome. And obviously you've sacrificed a lot and I think we've sacrificed in order to make it happen. And there have been moments where it's not easy. And, you know, one thing is that you're running your own business. And when you're running your own business, you don't have as set hours, like structured hours. And I do. And so when I come home from work and I'm done and just like, oh, I want to eat a snack and watch TV and, you know, walk the dog, things like that. And then I want to do all those things with you because I haven't seen you all day and you are working on something. It's like, oh, come on. Can't you just come play? You know, like that kind of when you were a kid and you just wanted, you know. So that's hard at times, but you've gotten really good about, you know, creating better structure around it because that's not easy. Like somebody gives me my structure for the most part or I get assigned tasks and things to do and I have parameters that I'm working within and deadlines and that impact a larger organization. So I have to stay on it. And when you have your own business, you have to create that all for yourself. And I think you've gotten so much better. You've really improved in that area of structure, which helps us be able to have time to do things together and whatnot. But yeah, it's fun to watch you live out your passion.
And your story's not done either. You know,
yeah.
Like you're still building. You're still like, you're making this, you got all these cool equipments here. Like yeah. you're growing and you're evolving mm-hmm. into like the person that you want to be 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And first episode that we have a camera on you.
Yeah, that's also true.
As the two guests, I know we've had them for our four episode series. We had the camera on you, but with the two guests on. This is the first episode. Mm-hmm. And I think a highlight here is to have a good team, because mm-hmm. you two are very encouraging. And I was talking to Logan about this earlier, but you can teach the people how to do the audio editing.
Yeah.
Right? You can teach the people how to set up the lights. Mm-hmm. But actually, the encouraging personality, mm-hmm. that's what I need. Mm-hmm. I need that support, right? Well, so the both of you provide that.
I'm well. Glad you're getting support. Me you too. Deserve it.
So do all of you.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like what Annie said, you're also doing something that you love mm-hmm. and that clearly it loves you in a way. And there's like
yeah.
how much people are watching. Sorry. How much people are watching and how much are like people are feedbacking on you, the stuff you're saying. Clearly what you're doing is like people are loving it. You're loving it.
Yep.
And it, you know, the system itself loves you. So
yeah.
Hey,
people are drawn to you.
I love it back. Logan, what was your expectation coming in and being a part of a podcast?
I don't know. I never really had like a good example to go off of. Yeah. I did listen a lot to Armchair Expert and like a couple other podcasts or just random stuff. So like, I don't know. I don't really had an expectation because I'm just like, you know what? Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
I'm here for the ride. I'm here for a good time.
That's a good attitude.
Super good attitude.
Yeah. I go with the flow kind of guy. You know, if
it's good.
If it didn't work out, then I'm like, all right, it didn't work out. That was a fun little video series.
Hey, that's
we did.
A good. Yeah. That's a good skill to have.
It's a good
go
jaunt.
With the flow.
Yeah, go with the flow. And that video series, it's cool to see people still are listening to that video series. Like. Yeah. Each day that I check in, more and more people are listening to how to become more comfortable with small talk.
Yeah.
10 rules to become better in any social situation. Mm-hmm. Technology versus talk. Tech mm-hmm. versus talk. We did one other one.
Well, that was about you now.
Yeah.
We asked a lot of questions about you. Mm-hmm.
But looking at that, and then we did the third place last week, and that... I was showing that to you earlier. It jumped up overnight. Mm-hmm. So that's super, super cool to see.
Oh, and hi, Sonny.
Not to mention our studio mascot has finally
here.
Made an appearance.
Sonny.
Sonny.
Hi, bub.
Do you remember the first episode whenever I was recording?
Oh, no, because he was
a pup.
Oh, no. I was thinking
the
of ours.
The second episode was whenever he was sick, right?
When he was sick and like...
We did one episode where we had to cut it early because we had to take him to the doggy
to the
hospital.
Vet ER.
Yeah, because he was...
You look like Frankendog because he got a sub-Q fluid.
Yeah, he did.
Poor Bubba.
Hey, we're so glad that you've been here, Sonny. He has made so many cameos and he has made the guests feel so comfortable.
And he's made a lot of friends out of it.
Having... a golden retriever in the house for all those who are allergic to dogs.
Sorry, not sorry.
But for all those who got encouraged and joyful from Sonny, then I'm so glad.
And got peace and calm.
Well, isn't that, well, I don't know. But was his name Sonny when you guys found him, or do you guys name him Sonny?
We named him Sonny.
And it makes sense because, one, he's a golden retriever.
Yeah.
And also, like, he brings light in every
room
that he's in. He brings the sun's light.
Did you hear that, Bubs?
He's got a very sunny disposition.
Yeah, we tested a lot of names on him. What were some of the others? Ollie.
Forrest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Forrest
is cute.
We're
saving Forrest for a kid, though. Yeah.
For a kiddo. It takes a different strategy to get a kid versus getting a puppy, though.
Okay, let's not go there. I thought you were going to say to name a kid. Sonny, come here. He wants the cookie cake.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you can't have it, bud.
You can't have
the
cookie cake.
You can't have the cookie cake. I was going to ask you something.
Was it about the process? Was it about Sonny?
Was it about Sonny?
Sonny's looking at you like, yeah, it was about me.
I do have a...
go for it.
What, out of all the conversations you've had, whether it be on the podcast or not, what's your favorite subject to talk about? Just in general.
Oh, I love that question. That's a great subject to talk about in itself.
What subject?
Yeah. Like, what is someone's favorite subject to talk about in life?
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have different subjects we love to talk about. And that's something I'm very interested in. Typically, it's regarding people's knowledge. when someone's very knowledgeable at something, they're willing to talk about it more because they know they can talk about it more. Mm-hmm. I used to say, get people to talk about what they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. But I've had some people tell me like, I don't know if passion's the right word because a lot of people don't know what they're passionate about. It takes a while to figure that out. We get put into things as kids and we learn things and things give us joy.
And things change. Like when you're in different seasons, you're passionate about different things.
So talking to people, that's been really cool. Another cool conversation that I've had a lot on the podcast has been dealing with this concept. You have no clue how much it means to someone, how much a small interaction can mean to someone.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about talking about it is the more I talk about it, the more you
so
can.
I'm sorry, Sonny.
I know. He's trying to get
so
this
close to the cookie cake right now.
The more we can wrap words around and materialize this concept, you can do it too. Mm-hmm. And you can push the progress bar.
You can move the needle
of the people around you in your life. You can do it too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's an awesome subject.
I like that. One thing that observing that you enjoy meta communication in general. So talking about talking, which is the essence of this whole podcast, really. I guess not the essence of the essence of the podcast is building connection, which you have to talk and interact to be able to do that. But you really like talking about questions.
Yes.
And the importance of asking good questions.
Right. A well-timed, thoughtful question.
A well-timed, well thought out, I would even say you like the questions that are atypical.
Yes.
You don't like the cookie cutter questions of, where are you from? What do you do? Like, certainly you talk about those things with people, but those aren't you don't jump to that. Like, we were helping somebody over the phone the other day, and I cut right to the script based on the context. And you like took a beat and like you were asking questions that were less about the task at hand and more about like the human. And I kind of looked at you like, what are you doing? And you were like, well, I just think it's good to. And that was a good move.
Yeah. Sonny, what's been your experience with 50 episodes in the podcast?
You scared you're going to lick it?
That was funny when
that was really thoughtful.
That clip of him with your mom, Sonny. Do you like to swim, Sonny? And he,
yeah. Do you like to swim? I wish he would face.
I know. I wish he would face the camera too, because you're so cute.
Come on, Bubby.
Bubby,
don't you know by this point?
Yeah, where the face that way. Are? Face that way. Look
there
at the camera.
You go. There you go.
Good
now
boy.
We're
sit.
Talking.
Sit.
Well, thank you all for being here. Thank you all for 50 episodes. Thank you all for listening, for writing in, for sharing the stuff. But most of all, thank you for exemplifying this concept that life is better when you talk to people. And when you prioritize relationships, your life will improve. Mm. And as I think a lot about young adults because I shared this study with the Harvard Graduate School of Education, Making Caring Common Project. There's a ton of young adults. This study was 18 to 25 they feel as if they're detached from a network. They feel lonely. Oftentimes, they feel apathy. They lack meaning. And that doesn't have to be the case. Mm-hmm. And we have people that are to the left and to the right of us. And we can bring them into the fold by improving our levels of social connection.
I'm sorry, he just yawned.
Sonny's yawning. He is not buying the whole thing.
Hey, as your wife, as a listener, as somebody who really values relationships and people, thank you, Chris, for being a champion of all that and for modeling what it means to, really prioritize human connection in everyday life and for bringing all the different people you've brought on and for giving us tips and helping us build our confidence in relationships and communication. And I'm just so happy for you and excited for the next next chapter in the Talk to People pod.
Yeah. Also, like, yeah, thank you for letting me be part of your journey and your story in any way I can. You know, it's fun. Aww. And here's to another 50. Let's try my 100.
Here. Cheers.
So can you give people like a little, like, what should people be excited about in the next? No,
that is coming.
That's coming. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself.
We can't spoil anything for y'all, but.
Okay.
Hey, he's the man.
All right.
He's done a lot of the brainstorming and a lot of the production workflow here, so.
I think I know what it is.
We'll be excited.
I think I know what it is.
Okay, well.
And you know what? Fine. I'll come on. I'll be your co-host. Fine.
You're like the CIA when it comes to surprises, just laid down. So I don't want you to think about it.
I am like the CIA.
You always, she
remember
always
last,
predicts
remember
my
last
surprises.
Week, yeah. You were taking me on a surprise date, and I said, are we going to Theodore Lawrence? And you were like, I'm not going to tell you. And I said, I know it because there's a show at 7:30.
What's one surprise? Has there been a surprise that I got by you?
Well, our engagement.
Okay, there we go. End of conversation.
Biggest one.
Right. There we go.
I knew. Okay. I thought it was going to have a different
time. I'll end there.
I love you, Chris Miller.
The ring.
Congratulations on 50 episodes. And hey, let's go find some dinner and let's go talk to people along the way.
Sounds good. All of us can go find dinner.
Yeah. Logan too.
Yeah. Okay. All right, okay. Folks. As always, we'll
see you next time.
There we go.
Peace out.